right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, what's up, Aussies? I'm back from Saudi Arabia from my honeymoon.
Christ.
And I'm here with Novak, Russell, Missy, Hello. And Anthony of the Cigar Shop. And before I get this started, I need to tell Sirius Radio to send me two brand new headsets because Shit Goose and Franz got into a fight, and they broke the couch, too.
They broke everything.
I don't want Sirius to get me a couch, but I do want two
new fuck that. They gave Howard Stern $89 billion signing. They could buy you a couch.
You know what? You're right.
Fuck that. Get a whole
so,
new everything.
Ken Darvis or Greenstein, hear this radio show and send me some headphones with a couch. And I want Sirius embroidered into the couch.
I bet you, you know what's sad? I bet you Ellis has all brand new shit in his fucking showroom and it's worthless. Like, dude, they should have your room in platinum.
No, he has to go to L.A. at a certain studio.
He needs to go to fucking hell or heaven, man. I don't know if he dies soon.
Why do you hate Ellis so bad?
Well, he got mad at me because of apparently I had called him a wigger, but I never did on the computer. I don't even know how to turn one on. I'm not a fucking computer nerd. But now, officially, I am calling him a fucking wigger homo. He's like a Australian wannabe black wigger. He's went to shit. His skating really went nowhere, so he can't realize that his career's washed up. And don't bag on me, Ellis. I know. I put my fucking career skateboarding right into a needle. But I know that, and I admit that. Your time has passed. Your prime is gone. Give it up. So now you're on a fucking... He bags on my best friend here, Bam, for having a Lambo, like a TV show.
How could you bust on me for that?
Well... Now I have no clue why, because I turn on Spike TV, which my dead grandmother could get a show on there, and who do I see? Ellis. And what's he doing? The same stunt that you guys did on Jackass. He's farting into a tube in the three hot girls'
no,
fucking mouths. I swear to God.
No, he isn't.
Dude, yeah.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, with like some Kango hat on.
That is pathetic.
He's a fucking worthless
piece
of shit.
He had a Kango hat on?
Yeah. With three... I mean... I would get three hot girls, too, because I'm sure his wife is a fucking sight for sore eyes, so he needs to surround himself with hot women as much as possible. You know, so I'm sure he might get laid if they know he has a TV show. I mean, I would cheat on that Ming Hag. Ellis, dude. Call it quits, bro.
Suppose I say, if Ellis hears this, that he should call you up on your cell phone.
Fuck yeah, call me up, dude. I'll call you out on the fucking whole world. And the washed up piece of shit has a... Good thing you had Hulk on that Spike TV show, because you would have negative ratings. The only reason people watched to see what Hulk said next. He had Hulk on there, so that's the only reason why I watched for an extra 10 minutes.
That's the only reason I stayed
tuned. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you tuned in, Anthony?
Yeah, I tuned in. I watched it, too.
How worthless is the piece of shit?
Except for Hulk, I would never stay tuned. Never.
Thank you. You didn't even know who you are, Ellis. You're worthless.
No, as a matter of fact, I asked Baron the next day, because I told him
about
the show.
Anthony was telling me about it. I never saw the show, but he was saying that this guy's apparently a professional skateboarder, and he tried these stunts just like Jackass, and it looked like he was trying to hurt himself on purpose.
Yeah, it was more. So then I turn on, it's a show called Stunt Junkies, and who's on there but Wigger himself, fucking Ellis, pulling up on a dirt bike with his hood up, like he's from the fucking inner city when he's from the outback to Australia, really. And he's like, okay, mate, I'm going to attempt to fucking jump on this motorcycle off the fucking skateboard. Who the, like, he could tell he was fucking sucking dick for ideas, and some motocross guy said, all right, let's have you try to jump on my bike. Yeah. And worthless washed up Ellis says, I'll try, mate.
Dude, it was like a
try to go home and never get your visa again.
Dude,
that's what I want you to try.
If Ellis is trying to do Jackass shit,
yeah,
then
he
that is sad.
On Spike TV.
I haven't seen
Spike.
It yet. I haven't seen it yet.
You're not
but,
missing much.
But is he really farting in the tubes like on Jackass?
I swear to God on my mother.
Now that is bad.
He farted
you know
into
what?
A tube.
I like Ellis, but if you're telling me that, dude,
I swear
Ellis,
to God.
Come on, man. Let's figure something out here.
I swear to God, he was fucking sucking dick for ideas at the local pub, man. And he turned on Jackass and said, well, let me fucking fart in three hot girls' mouths. Dude, I, Ellis, I suck a dick for press, but I wouldn't even fucking go on your
show,
dude.
Hey, you're in Star Magazine.
Yeah, yeah, best friend paid off, dude.
Fuck yeah,
I don't even gotta suck Brad Pitt's dick anymore. I am in Star, which means I am a star. So, ladies, drop them panties. Mm.
Oh, you gotta get some pussy?
Hey, pussy, dude. Pussy times plural.
You still have two broken feet. You have crutches. You can't get any pussy.
Yeah, I just let them suck off. Suck away, ladies. Dude, I'm in Star Magazine. Ellis, I bet you're not in Star Magazine, you little homo. He's still fucking picking up Tony Hawk's cat shit for all his cats. Dude, at least I pick up Bam's cat shit and I make it in Star. You make it to Spike TV, dude. Call it quits.
Can you get sympathy, pussy?
Dude, in Star?
Did you put on my $100 bracelet?
You gave it to me.
I did not give it to you.
Yes, he did. He said, whatever's in this bag, you can have it.
No, I said if it's less than
$20.
He said
if it's less than $20.
I missed that part.
I heard it.
I missed that
that's
part.
That's a brand new bracelet, Brandon.
Yeah, that's a second present you took away from me. First, you gave
I
me
never
some...
gave it to you.
You gave it to me.
Missy, put this on me.
Yes.
Doesn't Sorry. Look as good on you as it does on me.
Yo. Hey, Anthony, tell the story. Okay.
What?
There's all kinds of people that come to the cigar shop, and we sit there and sip on beer and smoke cigars.
It's a blast. It is
a blast. And watch television. But, I mean, we have these two big fat homos showing up. We have all these, dude, any random people, like old guys who are businessmen, lawyers, whatnot. There happened to be this lawyer in there. He had no idea who I was or who Novak
really?
Was. And remember Novak got the Ravens tickets, box seats? Because
yeah, I did.
His girlfriend fucked one of the baseball.
I did. I went to playoff games, dude.
No, but say what he said. And the right. lawyer who's what? Never heard anything like this.
Well, first of all,
it's a good thing. He was laughing his ass off. He wasn't offended.
No, oh. not at all.
What?
But it was, I'll let Bam like translate it in your voice because he does it better than I do. But
okay.
anyway,
you tell the story. I'll chime in.
All right, let me set it up. So we're sitting back in the cigar shop and we're watching television and you're sitting there just being yourself and Bam and I were talking about it earlier. Have you, like your edit button just broken in your head? Where
dude, you have a broken edit button in
yeah,
your head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It goes right from your.
It'll be
your
10 in the morning. It'll be 10 at night. You'll just walk in anywhere, whether it's a bar or the cigar shop or a goddamn church, and you'll just be like, "Yeah, what's up? It's me, Novak."
Yeah, like, there's no time to beat around the bush. No, man. Life is short.
No, and guess what? I love that about you. But so we're in a back room. We're
Most
just chilling
don't.
Out. There's an attorney there, and he said. Back, or you never caught a load of your act, or obviously Bam's, and you start to relay this story how you got invited to this luxury box in Baltimore for this playoff game, or just a game in general.
Fuck yeah.
And you were like, and you said it straight out, you were like, dude, I would just take that money in drugs if they just give it to me.
I would.
So, Bam, dude, we're sitting there, and you're like, I would just take that money straight up in drugs.
Yeah, I got box seats to the Ravens football game, and I tried to sell them shits because I'd rather do drugs than to be in some Super Bowl.
Usually, it would have been true. I could have got 13 hundo for them tickets, but I went to the game like a good boy.
But, bro, the funniest part was you had to see this guy's face.
What, he didn't understand?
His jaw hit the ground because he doesn't know you, and you're speaking straight from the heart, and somebody to say that in front of him, he was... mortified. And
I actually said that in front of him?
Oh,
was
no
there?
Doubt.
Oh, right in front
I didn't
right
remember
front
that.
I got yeah. box seats to a Ravens game, but shit, I'd rather sell them shit for drugs. I mean, let's face it.
And the guy just looks at you, and it's just like, you weren't trying to make him laugh, you weren't
no.
trying to make me laugh, you were just simply stating the facts.
Yeah, and dude, his jaw hit the ground, he looked at me like, is he serious? And I just looked at him, I was like,
dude,
I shrugged my shoulders, like, what do you want me to do?
Anthony,
when he broke his feet the day before my wedding, he was in a wheelchair, and he got 20 Percocets from the doctor, and he's like, holy shit, I can take all these pills and no one gets mad at me? Shit, I should break my feet more often.
So then I'm just like, where
he actually said that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. But seriously, and then 2 days go by, I'm like, so where are the Percocets? He's like, I ate them all.
Yeah, it was only 20.
Then he starts ripping rails with fucking these rock bands that are at the wedding, staying up till wee hours of the morning. I wake him up at 2 in the afternoon to see if he's still alive because I went to bed with Missy like a good boy.
Yeah, right. I don't believe it.
No, I did. I got drunk.
Missy, did he get
I didn't
a good
do that
boy?
Crap.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
No, he didn't do drugs with me. He didn't.
So anyway, I knock on the door at 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. Like giving them some pretty good amount of sleep.
Yeah, he did.
There's 7 brand new hamburgers.
I didn't order them.
Shut up. There's 7 hamburgers hanging outside with a brand new $300 bottle of vodka because I saw the bill sitting there, and they charge them $300 for a Sky bottle of vodka. And I'm like, Novak, what the fuck is this? This is on my credit card. Why'd you order 7 hamburgers? And he opens up the door, like, so annihilated still, like complete check.
Fuck, I must have fell asleep when they knocked on the door.
Like, I'm ripping, like
you don't even eat.
I know.
You were all this hamburgers.
I did. Like, in between ripping a big rail, I'm like, damn, I'm hungry. I could do a burger right now. Fuck no, I didn't order that shit. Vince Jen ordered it, dude.
Oh, hey, hang on. Karts from Electric's calling.
Oh, what do you know? He likes you.
Yo, Karts.
Yeah.
Yo, motherfucker. Yeah. Yo, you're live on Sirius Radio right now. Yo, instead of talking to you on this BlackBerry, I'm going to play a song, and then in 5 minutes, I'm going to call you back on a proper New York speakerphone.
Call me a proper speaker.
All right, good. Get ready in 5 minutes. You better answer that phone, jerk off.
Primp your wife up.
I'm ready. Call me from a proper NYC phone.
All right, good.
Late.
All right, let's fucking cut to a song. Oh, you know what?
What?
Being, you went to rehab.
Yeah, I'm all sober now.
Okay, Novak just got out of rehab.
My first beer in like 3 weeks.
Literally 3 days. He just got out of rehab. And now he's sipping on his... He says it's his first one.
Swear to God,
it's your
Russell.
Third one, faggot. I thought you were taking a Newcastle with the cigar
shop.
It's my
second beer.
You're a liar.
It's my second beer. You stole my other half.
I'm sober. Ask Russell.
You said if you're ever going to do heroin again, it would be this song. So.
Oh.
Because it soothes it your
story. That's a different story.
So, this is Novak's song if he was ever going to do heroin again. He's probably on it right now because there's no change in you. Rehab, dude, there's no hope for rehab, dude.
Yeah, there is.
You're hell on earth. You're going to drink beer and do coke and do pills for the rest of your life.
I wouldn't do it.
You might not do
right
heroin.
Now.
You might not do heroin, but you'll swallow as many pills as you could possibly imagine.
Just because you're not doing heroin doesn't mean you're all right.
I will not.
That's the last thing you
That's what all heroin addicts think.
I'm not doing no pills.
Let's get ready to call Karts. I'll give you the phone number. Right now we're going to hear the Melody Club from Sweden. This song is called Baby, and it soothes Novak's veins when I do my heroin.
Everybody shoot up.
Radio Bam 28 Faction.
Hey, Bam's on.
It's Radio Bam.
That's our son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Sir.
All right. Yep, there I am. You're good.
You're banned, Casey.
Casey, that's time is money with the millionaire to my right. You owe him like 80 grand for that 2 seconds of fuck
that,
up.
That kind
of
is 80 grand.
It's about 80 grand. 80 grand, man.
All right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. 72,000, I'll be happy.
I'll collect it.
Back. Would you rather suck off Barney Rubble or Jeremiah and the Bullfrog to get into the tabloid?
They're both classics, man. I like the cartoon. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Well, who would you suck off?
Fuck, man. That's probably the Barney Rubble, because Flintstones, you can't go wrong.
Because that sounds like you, Bam.
And he's got a small dick, I'm sure. He's a cartoon character. I could deep throat that cock. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather drink a glass of dick juice, dick cum, or pussy juice?
Pussy juice? Who the fuck? What guy's going to say dick cum? All right,
pussy juice from Roseanne Barr.
Or dick juice from who?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's dick juice any day of the week. I drink that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, man.
All right, Tom Cruise's dick juice.
Or who?
Roseanne Barr.
Tom Cruise. Dude, all those right. Guys in the tabloids just for walking to get their mail.
All right, Kevin Spacey.
Or
Roseanne Barr.
Kevin Spacey. Man, nah, I take Roseanne because her and Donald Trump are fighting right now. So that bitch is that fat whore's in the tabloids a lot.
You're such a tabloid whore.
Fucking right. Tabloids get you money, pussy, and free drugs when you go to the clubs.
All right, would you rather suck the dick cum of Jean-Claude Van Damme or the pussy juice of Kathy Lee Gifford?
I don't know. They're both washed up. Fuck, I don't know. Fuck. Jean-Claude, I guess, dude. He's got house. At least maybe if I drink his dick juice, I could beat you up, man. Inherit some of the muscles off his dick cum. I have a six-pack.
Where did
drinking.
You find this guy?
I found him in the slums of Baltimore.
With a needle in my neck.
Oh my God. No, you weren't doing that yet. No, you actually had something going on.
We had it going on then. I had it going on. I still do got it going on, ladies. Give me a call.
What's your number?
I don't got a cell phone.
Whoever I'm with.
Call Bam's number.
Call Bam and you'll reach me. Bam's number is 3105. Don't shut up, Novak.
Dude, you name drop so hard.
But I do it the right way.
I know, it's funny.
You know, I get pussy Bam, over there. Do it.
Tell, related to the story you were telling me today, how he name drops when you guys were walking together.
Yeah. We'll be at the mall, and there'll be these two, like, girls walking in front of us with, like, nice tight-ass jeans with rad asses and stuff. And he'll be like, and he'll throw, like,
that's
his
very descriptive.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
He's looking at asses, dude.
Missy, I don't lie, dude. That's
you're
the
in the doghouse out here yesterday. You were quite a piece of work.
I'll win her
wait,
back.
Wait, let her continue.
All right. So there's these two girls walking in front of us at the King of Prussia Mall. Novak, he'll just, like, drop his phone. He'll be like, yo, Bam, you dropped your phone. And then the girls will turn around, Bam, and then they'll turn around. And then he'd be like, yo, ladies, what's going on?
And then I get pussy because they know that Bam won't fuck him because he's married now. And they want to, like, know who Bam is and maybe come back to the house. So basically, I live vicariously through the millionaire.
Ladies, I'd love to come back to your house, but I got to go back to Bam's house. And if you wanted to come back to Bam's house, the code is 3825. So just press that number and come on right in.
That you know what's amazing is that 3825 is my childhood house phone number that he remembered from, I mean, I was probably 8
because
years old.
Because if you look at the phone, it spells fuck.
I'm amazed that you remember
3825.
That.
3825. I was mesmerized. It was 410-868-3825.
That's exactly it.
That was your old number.
Yeah, that from like when I was...
Does your mom still have that number?
No, she's got a different one. She lives with that fucking Salvador piece of shit. He's a real piece of work, that Italian fuck.
Yeah, right, he's just looking out for...
No, I know, he's great. I'm really happy that I'm with him.
I mean, you truly are.
He doesn't need to like me. I'm not fucking him. I don't care how he treats me.
Dude, I love how you come up with every excuse known to man. Like, Bam, I got two broken foot, so I took 20 Vicodin.
Fucking right, I did. My tolerance is higher than most.
Yeah, and then you were throwing up all the next day.
Yeah, therefore I've been sober ever since.
He said he had food poisoning.
I did have food poisoning.
Food poisoning? You had drug addict poisoning,
20 Percocets and 10 Vicodin.
Food fucking poisoning.
I did have.
I ate a bad piece of
pizza. Why would I lie?
What about the 20 Vicodin?
Oh, that had nothing to do. I built up tolerance. It was a bad piece of pizza, baby.
No, I got the drugs out of my system, and I was clean
for
about a week.
Oh, whatever.
For about a week. Yeah, I puked for about a week. I had all that shit out of my system. Then I ate McDonald's, and I got food poisoning. So for the week after, you no longer go through withdrawal after 3 days. So the week after, I got food poisoning with two broken feet.
Would you eat a fucking Iraqi Taliban hamburger?
McDonald's. What do you? You don't expect 5 stars from that fucking joint, do you?
Oh, you can take 20 Vicodin and be perfectly fine with your stomach, and then you eat a McDonald's
hamburger.
And now all of a sudden you have food poisoning? It's the pills, you fucking moron.
I just admitted that.
It's the pills.
I'm always wrong.
Guess where we went for dinner on Valentine's Day in Dubai?
Where?
McDonald's.
Nah, really?
We each got a quarter
glad
pounder.
That you married.
No, we treated ourselves. We don't ever eat that.
Yeah, it's true. It is like a
fucking... We went to Dubai, and I took her out to this very nice Lebanese cuisine.
Did it suck ass?
No, it was great. Then we had filet at the fucking at the restaurant hotel at the one and only resort. Then we went
the one and only.
Yeah, it's what it's called.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought he was bragging about where he stayed.
Then we went to the 7-star hotel and you know ate fucking something that cost $20 that wound up costing me $2,000.
Yeah.
So then the next day it's Friday, it's Valentine's Day. She's like, babe, it's Valentine's Day, and we're at the mall in Dubai, and I'm like, dude. I don't care. I want McDonald's.
Yeah, that is true.
I haven't had McDonald's in 5
What'd you
months.
Get?
I want a goddamn quarter pounder
You
cheese.
Got a quarter pounder of cheese?
And
What'd
fries.
You What'd you get, miss?
Same.
I don't like the quarter pounders, dude. That's what I hate about going to those.
Man, it was so good.
You go to these different countries, and if you're, like, I buy drugs in the different countries. He buys food. But if I'm trying to buy a $100 bag of drugs, it costs me $300.
Yo, don't
That's
even dare
sucks.
Try that shit there, dude.
That's what's so rare.
I had prescription pills with my name on it, and so did Missy. They were inspecting them shit so
hard. Not really?
She had a pack of fucking Marlboro cigarettes. They were taking them out one by one smelling them and pouring out tobacco to see if there's any weed in it. Then they checked my dick for weed and my ass, and then they checked Missy's ass. She came out with tears in her eyes.
Holy shit, man. They're serious. Is it a drug country? Is there a lot of drugs?
No, there's no drugs at all.
That's why.
I blame it on PerezHilton.com because he put out a thing saying, Bam and Missy, don't take any drugs to Dubai. And you know, I guess a lot of people look at that shit, and these dudes must have been like, well, there they are. They must have drugs.
Did they know who you were?
The people?
Yeah, the guards that were checking you down?
Well, I mean, they saw video cameras and stuff, and they saw, like, my skateboard.
Were the tabloids shooting flicks off at you?
At times.
Really? Man, that's pretty gnarly. That's like going to a prison for a visit, man.
It was really upsetting.
Shit.
It was gnarly. I mean,
for a girl who's not used to that, dude, that can make their whole life turmoil, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
I mean, dude, whatever. If I take 2 Xanax for an airplane flight and I fall asleep and then I start sipping on red wine, I mean, the last thing I care about is someone showing some Ming Hag my fucking dick, you know?
You lose all respect for authority when you're on a plane, man. Yeah, I saw that in L.A.,
dude. I'm like, look at my dick. Go ahead, search my dick. There's no weed taped to it. I don't even fucking like weed.
He loses all... He thinks he can viva his way out of everything, dude, and it didn't work so hot for you in L.A., did it there? Remember that? You tried to viva your way out of it, dude, and they fucking locked you up, man.
I saved your ass. That was your bag.
That was your bag. I was carrying for you.
Get the fuck out of here.
None of that shit was mine. I was carrying it for you.
I just felt bad because I punched you in the face.
I was carrying that bag for you. None of that shit was mine.
Dude, he bet me like $100 that he wouldn't talk to his girlfriend anymore. And like 2 hours went by, and I'm at a meeting with Ted Field, who's a billionaire. And
who's back in Dream Seller, ladies and gentlemen. Dream Seller, the movie.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, babe, what's going on? Nothing much. I'm just sitting here with a billionaire named Ted Field.
I did not.
Bam. I'm like, who are you talking to? He's like, Mandy. I was like, we made a fucking bag. He's like, fuck your bag.
I did not. I would never say that.
I want to talk to her.
I would never say fuck your bet.
You said fuck your bet.
I did not.
I had clenched fists
you
when you were like, I don't care about no bet.
You were shit-faced. You don't remember nothing.
Motherfucker, dude, I fucking socked you in the face so hard. And then you started crying and shit, and then I started crying in the limo. I'm like,
yeah, because I was like, dude, why would you ever hit me?
What kind of friend are you? And then I was like, you're right, I'm a fucking
live wire with a fucking husky.
Oh,
man, get that.
Wait, watch Louie. Don't let him get stepped on.
Let's call Karts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. See, you're always talking about me. You forget the team manager. Karts. Yeah, man.
This is a serious East Coast-West Coast merger.
With a zip line. What's up, Karts?
Yo, Karts, I'm in love with the BSGs that are in the gold color, and even if you start selling them, I demand that you make sure Novak doesn't get a pair.
Hey, Karts? I'll wear them as long as they're free. Let me give you my address, Karts.
Good. And Missy,
I want to go with dude.
Wait, Karts, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could make me a pair of prescription sunglasses if I give you my prescription?
Hell yeah, I can.
Like maybe the either the BSGs or like the overdrives, because I've been wearing my glasses a lot more lately.
Miss, you're like the queen bee. We'll put it on to our best, finest service representative. We'll have it booted out in like less than 24 hours.
Yay.
When's my Pro Model Shades? When's my Pro Model Shades coming out, Karts?
The dirt bag?
Hey, there we go. I like it.
The scumbag model.
No, that we already talked. Don't you remember that? You were too fucked up at the wedding. We talked about that.
Okay, well, what?
We were going to take a pair of shades, and we were going to roll them around in your bed with a bunch of hair and just scrap on it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to sell them as a limited edition.
Well, where's my contract?
It's in the mail. It's
yeah, just.
We run for Vito. Anytime I see Vito, I own two Budweisers.
Yeah, don't give Vito shit. He's hell, man. I'm like an angel
like
compared
you have
to
room
Vito.
To talk.
I'm like an angel compared to Vito. I am, dude.
Dude, you're going to love this. Guess what I opened in the mail the other day?
What?
A prescription for Grandpa Aaron and his wife.
A prescription?
He wrote me a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
Like, that was funny. It was the raddest letter I got all week. He's like, I had the best time hanging out with you and your fiance, Kelly. He's all, if you could make me some prescriptions, here's my here's my lens, and here's one for my wife. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm all, okay, girls. I'm all, can we make this happen? This is like full VIP stuff. Right?
So my grandparents are going to be rocking electrics.
Yeah, well, she goes, it's a
I love it.
Clown. Dude, Iggy Pop was rocking BSGs. How about that?
Dude, Iggy Pop is the shit. That was the best fucking night ever.
I think we need to fucking hop in the Crown Vic with some RBV3s and fucking show him who's coming in white hot.
With an express pack or whatever it's called. What do you call it?
A power packy.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mike Carter from Electric Sunglasses on air right now.
Oh, Carter, we just got a package from you today, too, by the way, so thank you very much for that.
Did you see the net? That's Sam's Lambo pack. That's the one that has to stay in the Lambo at all times.
I'll make sure they get there.
Yeah, right.
No riffraff comes through the house and just takes them from you. That's in the glove compartment at all times.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, Karts, you need to make me, like, special colors. Like, if you make crimson glasses, then you need to make mine, like, burgundy, one and only, so I can prove people wrong and be like, where'd you get this? Oh, I bought them at Fairman's. Yeah, right, faggot. Those are burgundy, and they only sell crimson in Fairman's, you know? So I could be like, you're a liar.
Well, let's talk about how's the bachelor party when I brought the case to Vegas and I'm all, bam, these are for you, dude. Like,
and that shit got repoed by the fucking crew.
Dude, every hour I'd come back and I'd just see some lurker in the hallway just like rocking like two pairs on his head. I'm like, dude, you don't have two sets of eyeballs. Why do you got to grip two sets of Bam's glasses?
Grip.
Dude, we got saboed so hard.
We got saboed.
How about the bowling ball?
They stole the DVD3s and they stole the PSGs.
How about the bowling ball of the nuts, Karts?
Dude, the human bowling ball was fucking five-star. I've never in my life seen something go down like that, dude. Are your nuts okay?
I was so stoked that I had a 24/7 bartender, a bowling alley, a pool table, lesbians eating each other out in a hot tub, that I got so drunk that I busted on Matt Cole for shitting himself on the bowling alley, and then I busted on Don Vito for shitting himself from drinking too much. Then I was
on
Novak's toilet, and I shit myself. I shit half on the seat and half on the bowl.
Sweet. Thanks,
and
boy.
I was so drunk that Novak had to wipe my ass.
Oh, I remember that.
I thought
yeah.
you weren't going to tell anybody this story.
I forgot that.
I like the ratings to go up on my show. It's number one right now, so why would I not keep that up?
Yeah, anything that you're not supposed to say, you should always say, because then that creates talk.
You can talk all the shit you want on me, dude.
You
I
just
got all,
announced.
I,
that you
I forgot. I wiped your ass. I did, yeah.
Dude,
man.
And another dude wiping another dude's ass is so faggoty and weird.
That it can't even be gay. It's so gay.
It's like beyond gay.
That's the most upsetting thing to me. Like, I didn't really care about the lesbians eating each other out. I was upset that he shit himself and you had to wipe his ass. I was like, okay, it's official. He cannot go anywhere without me. He needs me that bad.
Well, see, you're more than welcome to have him, dude. As long as you're willing to. Yeah, I wiped his shitty ass.
Did you just put the water on
and then he put me to bed.
And then I put him to bed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a little homo.
I was really upset about that.
Life partner.
Love represent. Uh-huh. Ellis, Ellis, Hawk won't even let you do that, will he, you little piece of shit?
Thanks for taking care of him.
Yeah, man.
Your cards.
All the time.
Yeah.
I think Novak officially hates Ellis.
You better never sponsor Ellis, cards.
Why are you hanging up, Novi?
Because he's a fucking Australian reject. Who wouldn't hate that piece of shit? He's got a show on Spike TV.
Hey, you guys should have, like, bowling match against each other, dude.
You
guys
Dude, he has no ideas, so what's he do? He turns on Jackass and decides to make a whole TV show about farting in hot girls' mouths through a tube.
Like we already did that on Jackass 2, man.
And then he had the nerve to bust on Bam for having a TV show at Lamborghinis, and now he's got the rejected version of Jackass. He's got the reject version.
I think you guys did that in CKY in, like, the
70s. And he's fucking, like, 78. You know what I mean, dude? I just bought his tombstone the other day, man. I'm waiting for him to call it quits any moment. I mean, he's...
You're gonna have to call him out for a bowling match, dude.
Shit, I'll call him out for whatever, man. Admit, you know, I don't got dick, but at least my girlfriend makes his girlfriend look... completely ugly.
Yeah, dude. But she fucks Pete Rose, though.
Yeah, but fuck, he needs a girlfriend that fucks Pete Rose compared to that minger he married. I can't believe he wasted money and put a ring on that bitch's finger.
Hey, Novi, are your ankles still broken or are you okay?
No, yeah, they're still broken, man. I went back to Baltimore and I saw a surgeon, and I got a full cast on up to my knee right now. Dude, I find out tomorrow if they're going to do surgery or not.
He has two broken feet.
Like, how have you been able to hump lately with that?
I just been getting my dick sucked.
You get sympathy pussy, dude.
You got murder pussy, huh?
Where's your hot piece of ass wife, dude? I think she wants to cheat on you and me, bro.
Dude, every time, man, she keeps talking in her dreams. She's like, Novak.
Yeah, most women do that. You know, I have an effect on women.
I want his mini little hard dick so bad.
No, Karts has the coolest wife in the world, man.
I want to suck his Tic Tac so bad.
Yuck.
Do you go, do you surf?
Out here to Cali, dude. It's all bronzy right now at the beach. It's all sunny.
I'll go to the fucking ghetto if you buy me a ticket, man. I got nothing but time on my hands.
When Sam and Missy come to Laguna,
I'm coming.
Take me to downtown where I can get a pill worth of heroin.
I had a blast coming out to the Laguna with you, Karts, dude. There's nothing but hot broads and fucking nice beaches, man.
They're all in their bikinis waiting for you, buddy. The only catch is if you come out with Sam and Missy. They get to walk you like a dog down the beach for at least like an hour.
Remember, Karts, I ate that bitch out. I lost my room key, and I was staying with Bam, and he stayed out, and I didn't have the room key, and I ate that bitch out on the fire escape.
That was pretty solid performance.
Solid performance.
You guys did a Garrison ass, and you did a red hot...
Doesn't she still ask about me?
She does, dude. She's lurking.
Yeah.
She wants your ass still.
She wants your bronze ass, Novak. She wants to lube up your back with baby oil, Banda Soleil style.
Oh, man, dude. My back is minging. My back's almost as minging as my asshole right now. I got a bath last night, and when I got out of the bath, there was so much dead skin from scrubbing my back, man. Ugh.
This place needs it. Today it's like sunny, and there's nothing to fucking do, dude. It's like President's
Shit.
Day.
Shit.
It's boring as shit. I'm gonna
order me up a ticket, bro. I'll turn that place into a party town.
Right now, out of sheer boredom, and I haven't even drank him since the wedding.
Me neither. Tonight's my first beer since the wedding, Karts. What do you know?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You're on your fourth.
It's my second still.
Dude, you had a Newcastle at the fucking
one
cigar
Newcastle,
shop.
And this is my second beer.
So now you're on your third.
One and one equals two, dipshit.
That's your fucking second Coors Light. I've been counting them.
You stole my first Coors Light.
Oh, my God.
Ask Missy. She
that
saw
is
it.
Pure bell shit.
Oh, Christ.
Oh. Yo, Karts.
Karts.
I need a fucking... I need a power packy, and I'm going to go play a song right now.
Make that, too.
Thanks for answering the phone.
The first girl that calls in gets a fucking year supply of shit, but she's got to be Novak State and Laguna.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I'm going
to
eat some pussy on the fire escape, Karts.
Karts,
buy me a ticket.
Buy me a ticket while we listen to some heroin rock over here.
This is in the stand.
Fuck yeah.
All right, this is Lacrimus Profound from Austria, and they kick ass, and it's called Again It's Over. This is Radio
Bam.
28 Facts. Fuck.
Bitch.
Fuck you say it?
It's serious.
Yeah. On Sirius 28 Faction.
So here I am at the United Arab Emirates on my honeymoon. I'm out on this deck on the very top floor, and
was that your wife calling you little pussy?
I bet it is.
Leave him alone.
It's not.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's my son.
Put it on speaker. You're a liar.
Yeah, right. Put it on speakerphone.
Speaker it.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Speaker it. You know how to work speaker.
Hello? Hey, what's up, bud?
No.
Tell Novak he's right about Ellis.
Tell Novak what?
He's right about Ellis.
See, Ellis?
Ah, did you hear that?
People agree with us, dude. You fucking washed up. You're a has-been. Call it quits.
Oh, you saw it? You saw it too, right, Ant?
Yeah.
He can't hear us. He can only hear you, Ant.
Yeah.
You got
it. I think it's kind of sad that he's, like, farting in things with girls when we already did that in Jackass 2. Like, at least wait 2 years to where people forget.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it. I literally watched.
And you know what? He's probably going to have something to say about it, but it's going to be worthless.
It's the only reason why I watched for 2 minutes. Say what?
I am.
Who's I am in me?
Never mind.
Okay.
Story of my life.
Is that God?
I know.
I know. God comes on sometimes.
Yeah, God talks to us because he knows we're hell.
Like, we have all these people in New York just listening in who could just chime in at any point, but we just think it's God.
Ryan, just let it be God. You know, we don't know who it is. It's God.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, here I am in the United Arab Emirates on this hotel roof, and I have the very top floor, so what do I
care? At the one and only.
At the one and only. So I'm like, well, fuck, I could basically do anything up here. So I take Missy out there. She's in a robe. I take it off. She's completely naked. I start eating her out. And then all of a sudden I hear these Arabs and Indians going, woo!
Jihad.
Then I look up at this fucking
and yelling,
jihad
clapping.
Building. There's this fucking 200-story building, like, 2 miles away, and I just see, like, a group of 10 people with binoculars.
No way.
Just like, woo, yeah!
Oh, man, they got a full glimpse of your pussiness.
I was so embarrassed.
No, they couldn't see
binoculars,
your pussy,
binoculars, you could see, like, you're right here.
They could see a nude figure, I bet.
Binoculars, dude, I could see, like, you're right here from across
what
the field.
What kind of binoculars are you getting? Robbing ones from the pawn shop?
I've never really looked through them, but I know they're pretty sophisticated.
Like, they don't even sell porn or anything in
oh, dude, you can't even get any fucking porn. You can't get a porn video. You can't get a porn mag.
Christ, you might
so
have
that was
to,
a real treat for
you
them.
You might as well went to church for your honeymoon.
What's the point of being a Muslim, man? You can't even jack off to proper porn. You got to use your imagination. You know how bad that sucks?
All they do is pray all day, man.
Dude, sometimes
I'm curious about it.
If I have a flight that's longer than 4 hours, I just jack off in the airplane. And
really? What, in the bathroom?
Yeah, and I have to, like, think about all this shit. You know, like, you know, I just think about the
lions and tigers and bears eating off of your belly.
Oh, did I even get to that yet?
No, babe.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Tell it.
All right. So we're at this resort, and we're at the resort and spa. So we basically get to go downstairs and get a massage at any point in time. We could get a facial. You could get your whole body rubbed the dead skin off and all
like
this
body
shit.
Body wrap.
So there's this thing called the Turkish Hammam massage. And I'm like, yeah, get that, man. Whatever. I got 90 minutes to kill. So I get it. It's this dude, and he's blatantly gay.
Oh,
and,
man.
And I'm just
you let
like,
him jerk you off, didn't you?
Listen, man. The first thing he says is, those Beats trunks aren't going to work. You're gonna need to wear something smaller than
oh,
that.
Oh, dude.
Here, I'll give you some.
Your pants.
So now I have these blue shorts
banana
that are probably
hammocks?
3 inches long.
Banana hammocks.
It's basically like you know how girls wear like boy shorts?
Yeah, like the Victoria's Secret
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, it was like that. And I'm in them, and he's the first thing he
I'd
does
love to see that.
Is pour a bowl of hot water on my back. I felt so faggoty
it's
at the time.
Gay. It's real
and then
gay.
He starts rubbing me down with this like Hammam oil, and then he washed it off, and then he started putting honey on my face.
Was he getting
stuff.
Lower to your crotch
and
region?
He was getting so close to my dick that the back of his hand was touching the head of my dick.
No way.
And he was doing it on purpose.
Oh, fuck you.
And I was like, dude, I don't want to be, like, rude and be like, fuck this Muslim ass jihad shit. I'm out of here. I was like, no, I'm going to power it out and deal with it. So I powered it out and dealt with it. And it was
your dick hard?
But tell him how
it
powered it
out. And that's the thing. If anybody touches me, like, up high on the leg or on my stomach or something, whether you're a guy or a girl, I'm eventually going to start to get a hard
on. Yeah.
So now I'm
fighting it
I'm
hard
picturing,
on.
Like, major lions and shit coming into the
trash
room.
Trash truck, man.
Dude, I'm like, dude, if a fucking lion came in and started eating, like, ham off my chest, I'd be like, ooh, I'm a little scared. So my boner went away. And I was like,
momentarily.
Dude, yeah,
I feel
like,
so bad.
This sucks so fucking bad.
I sent him into it. I'm like,
I'm
just
like, this faggot's rubbing my
it.
Fucking belly, oh, man. And I'm getting a half hard on, dude. And
he would have took
now
that
now
as a go ahead.
Lions and tigers and bears.
If your dick would have got fully hard, he would have saw that as a green light for all.
Oh yeah, and I so hated all of it.
Didn't you count backwards from 20 like 50 times?
Oh, dude. Yeah,
20 more
that's
seconds.
That's 20. I said
18.
90 minutes.
I'm like, I'm giving this stomach rub. I'm giving this stomach rub 20 more seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20.
Stomach rub.
I'm like, all right, 20 more seconds.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Dude, I did 20 seconds like 80 times. And I'm like, this is never going to fucking end, man.
How did it finally end? Was
like, picture me just being like, you know what, dude? I can't do
enough's
this. I can't
enough.
Take
yeah.
it.
That's
enough.
Bad.
It is rude. You feel, I'd feel weird.
It would
yeah.
be so rude. You'd be like, this American's fucking rude as all get
yeah.
out. All this shit. So I go back to the room, and Missy's like, how was your Hammond massage thing? I'm like,
Hammond.
Most
sounds good.
I'm like, whatever the fuck is. I'm like, Missy,
Hummer massage.
I shoved anal beads up my ass and had a flight of a kite rip them out of my ass, and that was pretty faggoty. But there was nothing more faggoty than a Hammond massage.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this shit, dude. I'm getting two girls to rub me down right now. I called the spa. I was like, I want two girls to massage me at once. They're like, well, we don't do that. I'm like, well, for a price tag, you'll do it.
Yeah, it's
and
a price to everything.
You can put motherfucking any price tag you can
yeah.
on it. So
get that gayness
I go
off,
in.
Yeah.
I have these two girls rubbing me down. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a faggot anymore.
Yeah, you got that gay rub right
you
off.
You feel
here.
Better about yourself now?
I would have did the same, dude.
Time.
Dude, I think you're actually officially married in this country. He put honey on your face.
Yeah.
And backhanded your prick. I think you're married to him.
Dude. I never, dude, that was the most gay I've ever felt.
One time I was living in this recovery.
I've woke up with fucking Villa Valo, like, in Germany, like cuddling, just being like, what the hell happened?
Bam.
You know, even though my clothes were still on, that was still pretty gay. And then I did the anal bead kite, which was gay. And then,
but at least there was, like, cameras and shit. So
yeah, at least there's an excuse
yeah,
of being,
like,
I was trying to better the film
professional.
Or whatnot. But when you have some Hammond Turkish massage dude, and there's some
yeah.
dude, like, hitting the back of your dick with his palm.
Once his hand touched my cock, man, I'd call
and he was
quits.
Doing it on purpose. I could see
definitely.
He was gay,
it's
man.
Like you get a massage by a hot bitch, and she slowly moves her hand down. Like, she's not doing it to be professional to get that extra muscle. She's
I ran back to
cock.
The hotel room just to jack off on a few titties, dude.
Dude, one time I was living
in both of Missy's. Titties.
Yeah, he's still in the doghouse.
I'm not in the
I heard you in the doghouse.
You know why
yesterday.
He's in the doghouse?
Because there's two dogs here.
You know why he's in the doghouse?
Nice
because
way to change the subject.
Yeah. Do you know,
I heard he
do busted
the window or something.
No, he ripped the fucking bathroom door off the hinges and
life
shoved
partner.
And shoved his yeah. foot through it. Do you want to know why?
Alcohol.
Because it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and he insisted on opening a 10-year-old bottle of Dom so he could drink it at 7 in the morning. And I'm like, fuck no. We got that as a wedding present. I want to save it. We'll drink it on our first anniversary.
I was pissed
he
because I was
insisted
like,
on opening
I was like,
it.
Where the fuck is the champagne? And she's,
she
like,
it from
she's like, I don't know where it is. I'm like, the fuck you don't
you
know where it is? I'm going to pull a
it.
Fucking jihad right now.
She knew. She definitely
and, you know,
I didn't
pulled
even
a
drink
jihad.
One sip
I knocked
of it.
The door down.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
I wonder why you need new headphones, Bam. He's playing with
Franz. Fart scare Louie. You just scared my
dog.
You
scared the dog.
That dog's scared of its own shadow. Nice try.
It's the stench.
Yeah. That dog's scared of its own shadow.
Yeah.
What?
When I was in the United Arab Emirates, we had this taxi guy pick us up. He must have been on opium or something. Cause
lucky.
You can't really... shut up, faggot. You can't get, like, coke or any kind of pills over there because they're so strict about it. So I guess you get opium. This guy must have been on it, but he picked us up at the mall after we just had this dinner with a bunch of people from the skate shop there. And we get into the car. He nails the back of this Porsche, sideswipes this beautiful Porsche so bad. And the guy's
that's
like, you fucking jerk-off, dick-face motherfucker. He's like, what's your name? He's like, I work at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. You could call them
oh,
up.
Man. He
oh,
got
man.
Fired that
oh, he
day.
He is fired like no other.
Dude, you know what movie looks funny coming out of that Reno 911 movie?
That does look funny.
It looks hilarious. I thought of that because I saw their red carpet premiere, and their premiere was they pulled up in a limo in two cop cars, and they just had a collision, like Bam just said.
Want to go watch it together, Bam?
Smashed each other's cars.
I'll watch it with you, Bam.
It'd be a bro date.
Let's have a romantic meeting.
Romantic man.
Me, my romantic husband, and Novak.
Yeah, man. That's how, dude, Bam and Missy got married, and on the drive home, which is supposed to be like delightful honeymoon drive home, who's in the car but the crippled and Bam and Missy.
Dude. Remember how mad I got at you the night before the wedding?
She was furious. Remember that, Bam?
You shit in the toilet in my bathroom.
I'm going to put a test on you. I'm going to see if you and Anthony can talk for 2 minutes without having any dead silence.
Shit, I can
I'm going to look for a CD.
Well, give me a rail. So, dude, Anthony, tell us about your wife wearing the dick.
Oh, God. That's a long story. You got, how long have you got?
Wait, do we got Ellis on him?
2 minutes.
Oh, wait.
Getting his ass kicked by Pink.
Dude, Ellis is such a... Oh, now he's stealing my stunts, Bam. Ellis steals my stunts and let Pink punch him in the mouth, dude. Ellis, I already did that, you fucking homo, but I was by a man. He let a woman punch him. Dude, I'd let any woman punch me, you pussy. Dude, Ellis had a woman punch him. You're such a pussy Australian homo.
Novak, did you notice how long, like, it took him, like, a half-hour work up to that stunt he did on Stunt Junkies anyway?
Yeah, he's fun. He's old and worthless, dude.
It was a half
just
hour,
like his wife.
It was a half-hour workup to a stunt that would normally take 2 minutes. Like, in other words, the climax could have took 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It was a half-hour climax to nothing.
He was like, dude, okay, it's my last claim to fame. I got the cameras on me, dude. I'm going to make...
He was crying.
He just
his wife's crying.
Yeah, he just had his what? He just got put. You were there, Anthony. Bam punched me in the face 3 times in front of your cigar shop, and he lets a girl hit him and thinks it's hot shit. Dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, it was a half.
There's nothing worse than a half-assed show.
Yeah.
Bam, after 20 minutes, bro, I was
like a waste of my time.
Well, you know what? You got my interest for 5 minutes, but you better produce something.
Because Tony Hawk was on there.
All right, Missy's sister's here. Livewire, what did you have to say?
Well, I don't know. What's his name?
I don't. Jason Ellis?
Ellis?
The skateboarder that's on
there. Yeah, why stop Australian?
Or someday I heard him talking and he was like, Bam, you just made the biggest mistake of your life getting married, blah, blah, blah. And you got
why? Because he's fucking miserable with his fucking Ming hag.
Because he married a Ming hag
he
fucking
said something about
toothless.
It.
Shit on me now too?
Probably.
Never chimed in when everybody probably. Shit on him.
Dude, anybody who's married who says you made a big mistake is so bummed that they have to fuck some Ming hat.
He doesn't want
to
fuck his wife. That's why I get these hot broads on the show, man. Because
yeah,
at least
that,
he can look
and
at
then
a
he
hot
said something
broad.
About the Lamborghinis. I couldn't hear. But
yeah,
he's
right.
Bust on that. He's driving around in Lamborghini.
He's riding around in a Ford pickup.
You know what, dude? Pharrell Williams, like I don't listen to his music or whatever, but I appreciated something that he said to me. He said, if you can't appreciate a millionaire for what he's done, whether it's NSYNC or Backstreet Boys,
you're right. He's right.
Or whatever, then you'll never be a millionaire.
I agree. My hat's go off.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I tip my hat to NSYNC.
Me too.
I mean, I
they
think
had the motivation to make the money.
I think
they did
they're fucking
it.
Faggots.
I would never listen. Yeah.
But you know what? 13-year-old girls fucking have wet pussies from.
Yeah.
Them.
Like every Tom, Dick, and Joe can call him a faggot. But did you have the motivation to get out there and record
and, you
and
know
fucking
what?
Have a million you know no's what? Before you get a yes?
I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that John Mayer sucks and he's getting an award for best guitar player of the year.
He's lighting a cigarette with a $100 bill right
Darren
now.
Darren Miller from CKY is probably the best guitar player in the world. And you look at his hands moving around as he's singing and you're like, he's the fucking best. And you know what? I bet you the jerk-off who's given John Mayer the award has never even seen Darren Miller play the guitar. Oh. Meanwhile, he's sitting there with playing chords, looking at his fingers as he's saying, your body is a wonderland, I'll use my hands.
Faggot.
You're getting guitar player of the year? Like I can admit the girls like that song, and it sells records.
Oh, their panties get wet over that.
Yeah, I know, but like, he's not the best guitar player
no.
of the fucking year. Your body's a wonderland, I'll use my hands.
But
man, what the fuck?
But you got
and that song's 5 years old, too.
But he had the fucking motivation to get out there and play
cheers
it a million times
cheers for recording
over.
It or
yeah.
whatever. It,
I mean,
it's just not my bag.
But yeah, but he's got the money, so it don't matter. You know, I respect him.
I'll tell you what my bag guy. Is, Bam. It's called heroin.
My bag is empty. I know that one.
You guys are horrible.
Did I give you the CD? Bam, was... No?
Was what? Was that Turkish?
Oh, here it is.
The Turkish Bashaw's guy?
Track 6.
Was he singing that to you when he was rubbing you down?
No, he was
oh,
singing.
Oh, dude, I can see him, maybe.
Didn't you meet a rap guy?
You drive me crazy. I can see me holding hands.
Didn't you meet
touching sand.
Didn't you meet Tony Yayo in Heathrow Airport or something?
No. We met Bash. He's told me yesterday
with Coldplay.
In your drunken stupor, you told me you met one of the rappers.
Coldplay, you little idiot.
You said yesterday he told me it was Tony Yayo or somebody.
How do you confuse Tony Yayo and Coldplay?
He told me, and I was sober. You said you met him in Heathrow Airport, and he walked up to you and knew who you were. That's what he told me.
I must say, you hate Ellis, and I like Ellis, but now that I'm thinking about it, he's just biting Jackass and then talking shit. Yeah. What a fucking Australian.
At least admit it that he's doing it.
Why would he talk shit about me? Why would
he
say,
because he's
like,
a jealous old piece of shit.
This is what I think of Ellis.
He's a Ming Hag.
That's where your career's going, you fucking washed up Australia.
Yo, you know what? This is motherfucking Tiger Army. Let's rock.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Bam Series 28.
Function.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.